Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we tell about the growing importance of young voters in the presidential election next month. Listen to new music from Connor Oberst and answer a question about the actor, race car driver, and humanitarian Paul Newman, who died 2 weeks ago. Political experts are predicting a record number of voters in the American presidential election next month between Senators Barack Obama and John McCain. Many believe this increase is partly because of the number of young people who will be voting. Both candidates have made big efforts to reach out to the more than 40 million Americans between the ages of 18 and 30. Barbara Klein has more.
In the past, many young Americans did not think it was important to vote in elections. Experts say candidates and their political parties ignored young voters. But young people are becoming more politically active. For example, in the election of 2004, 20 million young people voted. This was an increase of 2 million voters from the election of 2000. Political expert Larry Sabato predicts high numbers of young voters next month.
They're going to equal their percentage of the population, and I think that is remarkable. They have been well below their percentage of the population, at least since that early period when young people got the vote in the early 1970s.
Across the United States, students at colleges and universities are helping their classmates complete the documents necessary to vote. Jessica White is a 21-year-old student at the University of Virginia who is helping students register to vote.
I've seen a lot of enthusiasm in a lot of the first years coming in for orientation sessions here at school, and they seem really excited.
Stephanie Young works for the organization Rock the Vote. She says this year's election is based on issues that are very important to young people. Ms. Young says these include the economy, the war in Iraq, and health care. She says young people are unhappy with the direction the country has been going. And she says many young people agree with Senator Barack Obama's call for change on these issues. A recent study by the Harvard University Institute of Politics shows that 55% of young voters support Senator Obama. 32% support Senator McCain. Mr. Obama's campaign has been built around paying attention to these young voters. Organizations like Rock the Vote and Declare Yourself are using technology to get young people interested in the political process and to help them register to vote. They use websites like Facebook and MySpace to connect with large numbers of young people. People from these organizations also travel to schools and colleges